I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth talks with a young couple in Truro who've started a chocolate factory.
Katie Reed and Josiah Mayo don't make your typical mass-produced chocolate.
80% of all the cacao that is grown in the world is grown on the west coast of Africa. The variety that's grown in Western Africa is disease-resistant and has a high yield, but it has a very uninteresting flavor profile. And we chose to work with farms using a direct trade model in Central America to reclaim some really interesting heirloom cacao varieties that are being grown.
Different varieties are good for different things. Katie and Josiah like a Belize cacao best for drinking chocolate, but they prefer another one for their chocolate bars.
So here we have a bag of Oco Caribe beans from the Dominican Republic. You can smell that strong acetic acid that we were talking about here, and our job as chocolate makers is to remove this flavor just to the extent that we're retaining it a little bit so that the chocolate has a bright and fruity kind of red berry characteristic.
The process starts by spreading the beans on a sheet pan and roasting them in the oven. Next, Katie and Josiah crack the beans and separate the shells from the cacao nibs. The nibs move onto a machine that will grind them down using 200 pounds of granite.
This is the machine we use to grind our nibs into a very silky liquid, as you can see.
So it's starting to look a little bit more like the chocolate that we eat.
Well, the beans are 54% cocoa butter content, so they're very high in fat, the good kind of fat, but all you need is a little bit of heat and agitation. So even though this looks like liquid chocolate, there's no sugar that's actually been added yet, but this is the cacao liquor here. And then later today, we'll add the sugar and spin it for a couple more hours before we then begin to conch the chocolate and get those finished flavors.
Conching is a process discovered by Rodolf Lindt of the famous Lindt chocolate. The basic idea is to aerate the liquid chocolate with a mixer until most of the acids gas off and the cocoa fats are distributed evenly. The next step is something called tempering. Chemically, chocolate is composed of 6 crystals. To give the bars that nice gloss and snap we look for, the crystals need to be heated up.
If anybody's familiar with tempering at home, it can be a very imprecise process. This, we can put warm chocolate in this bowl here, and as it comes out this auger through this pump here, it's cooling the chocolate down and coming out tempered. So it's a miraculous piece of equipment that allows me to make hundreds of bars a day and really makes it a lot more scientific and exacting and predictable.
The chocolate pours out of the tempering machine in perfect 2-ounce doses, each of which fill a bar-shaped polycarbonate mold. Katie and Josiah cool the bars for 10 to 15 minutes in a fridge to let them set up. Then they wrap each one by hand in foil and paper, and finally either distribute them to other local stores or sell them on site.
When we got into this, we always, had a hunch, and there was conventional wisdom that good chocolate was good for you, and it's been really surprising and delightful to see all the coverage in the media.
Recent studies have shown that antioxidants in minimally processed chocolate can help fight heart disease, produce happier babies, and even ward off Alzheimer's. Heavily processed chocolate, especially chocolate that's been Dutch processed, can have up to 90% fewer antioxidants. Katie told me learning about the natural variations in cacao beans in the finished product are what made her and Josiah want to start making their own bars.
Chocolate is such a ubiquitous food, and as the local food movement grows, I felt like it was one of these foods that we just weren't really considering where it came from and how it was made. And upon traveling with Josiah to source our cacao, we visited all these incredible farms, and to see the actual tree growing and producing the fruit and the whole process of how the farmer gets it ready to be turned into chocolate was just incredibly fascinating and compelling, and we wanted to bring that to the Cape and share that with people.
The bean-to-bar chocolate movement is on the rise. Small-batch manufacturers are cropping up all over New England. You can find a list of small-scale producers I've come across and see pictures of the process at Truro's Chequesset Chocolate Factory on our website. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Also online is a link to an irresistible recipe for dark chocolate bundt cake. That's at capeandislands.org, where you'll also find a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. The show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.